Great, well, now these are the questions, they're just common sense colon, hold whatever on. Comes to your mind. Okay, what do you call the latter part of the daylight hours? Say about 3 or 4 o'clock, 3 or 4 p.m. You might say, oh, I expect to see him later this.
Well, one of two things I know is that it's sundown and dusk. Well, dusk is between sundown and dark. Mm-hmm. But middle of the afternoon, we just call it middle of the afternoon.
Okay, fine. And what about when the sun first appears in the morning? What time?
Break of day.
Okay, do you ever say sunrise or sunup?
Yes, it's sunrise or even break of day. Well, see, break of day at full sunrise.
Before sunrise?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I know.
You know, it gets a little light before sunrise, don't see?
Oh, sure.
Yes.
I've never thought about
yes,
it. And you said that the time when the sun disappears is sundown, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Suppose there's been a storm and the clouds go away and the rain stops. What do you call the weather then?
Most of them call it calm down, some say calm down.
Huh.
Now, either one you want. You know, say that the storm doesn't calm down or calm down, either one.
Okay.
What most of them say.
Do you ever say that it's fair enough or clear enough?
Yes. When weather, you know, bad, you know, and the clouds get to disappear, and you say it's fair enough.
Okay, what do you call a really hard rain that doesn't last very long?
Hard rain, don't remember.
Okay. Do you ever call it a cloudburst or a...
Oh, that's when it's a big rain.
Yeah, a really big hard
rain. Yes, that's a cloudburst.
And what do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Mantelpiece.
Okay. And you said this before too, but I'll ask you anyway. What do you call the things that the logs rest
on? Well, people call them fire dogs, some of them call them fire irons. And people call them fire dogs. But I believe fire dogs is right.
Okay. And what do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start the fire?
Live.
And if you have some that are very rich with fat in the wood?
Well, that's what we call live.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
What about if it's not very very rich?
Well, they call that pollard, but you know, poor kindling. But like you say, that fat, you know, you always going to have some of that starch in fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some live is not fat.
Oh. I see.
You know, not yet fed though. Some I've seen them this time. I've seen them when the sun would draw it out. Now I can go show you the house. You remember, please, this story. There's a house made out of plank, you know, and they set up one of the chassis, one or two of them, just like them yonder, up against that house. Well, that the lumber was so fat, we call it fat, hard lumber, with lime. And that this hot sun set that house fire. Now the house ain't full there now.
Really?
Yes, ma'am. That glass against it. Now glass causes you know to get hotter.
Yeah.
But he really draw that stuff out there and set the fire. Now that house right over there now.
That's
it didn't burn up, but it caught a fire.
Oh.
Well, I'm telling you. Plenty of you know way back, you know, like I say. When I was a boy, they didn't cut no little timber then. Oh, when they cut it, it might be old hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the most of it. It was really timber then.
Okay, what do you call a place with a rod and hangers in it that you hang clothes in?
Closet.
Okay. Do you have a name for a movable closet?
No.
Okay.
You know, that's just lady stuff.